11 illegal things you do every day. You might not even realize it, but there are so many things you probably do on a day-to-day basis that are totally illegal. There are some laws that many of us have no idea about, while others know about them but don't believe they'll ever get caught. Brightside has decided to open your eyes to some of the illegal stuff that you're doing pretty much every day online. So let's get down to it. Number 11. Downloading torrents. Isn't it awesome that you can find pretty much everything on torrent websites and easily download it within a couple of clicks? Well, as convenient and entertaining as it may be to download free movies or any other torrent files of the like, you're completely breaking the law. Whoops! You can't legally watch movies without paying for them. Period. And this rule also goes for every single torrent file. Simply speaking, if the item is copyrighted and you're not the owner of it, then downloading it for free is 100% against the law. You can even be caught by so-called copyright trolls who locate torrent downloaders through their IP addresses. So think twice before clicking that download button and try to get your hands on whatever interests you legally. Number 10, connecting to public Wi-Fi. All of us have used public Wi-Fi before. I mean, let's be real. Sometimes we go to a place just for the free internet connection. It's just so easy to find, which is exactly why it's hard to believe that it can be illegal in some cases. If we're talking about public Wi-Fi, you have to have the provider's permission and follow the terms of service to use it legally. As for personal open Wi-Fi sources, you know, like your neighbor's unprotected Wi-Fi account that you, of course, have never touched, wink wink, it's completely illegal to access someone's connection without permission, because it means that you're using a service that someone else is paying for absolutely free of charge. There have even been people arrested for using public Wi-Fi without authorization. So take this into consideration next time you connect to a free Wi-Fi source. Number 9. Selling on eBay without declaring your income. How convenient is it to hop on the internet and sell your super cute homemade jewelry? Many people have sold something online, but how many of us have actually reported those earnings to the Internal Revenue Service? Not that many, right? You'll probably be shocked to know that these regular earnings must be declared as part of your income. Otherwise, what you're doing is illegal. If you sell on eBay, but don't declare your earnings yourself, eBay will submit Form 1099 and report your income to the IRS. eBay, you backstabber! Just kidding, we love you, Bay. You see, when you have a steady profit from eBay, the IRS categorizes your activity there as a business, which means that these earnings must be included in your tax information. If you sell stuff online regularly, check up on this and make sure that you're safely within the confines of the law. Number 8, using a fake name online. Sometimes it just seems way easier to type in the name of your favorite movie character or singer when you're setting up an account online. But easy doesn't mean legal. People even create a fake ID or use the wrong name, both of which are totally against the law too. Not that many people are aware, but faking your name or ID can send you to prison for 5 to 20 years. Using a fake name is considered hacking because you didn't correctly authorize yourself as a computer owner. Some even take it to a whole nother level and create a fake account under other people's names out of revenge or simply to mock them, which is wrong not only on a moral level, but also according to the law. That's why next time you're setting up anything online, just use your real name and be yourself. Number 7. Streaming TV shows. How do you like to spend your weekends? Sprawled out on the couch, surrounded by your favorite snacks, binge-watching your favorite TV shows from dusk until dawn? Yeah, me too! And you, just like the rest of us, have surely streamed your preferred shows online without even thinking about the laws that prohibit you from doing so. An easy way to find out if you're watching content legally is to see whether or not there are commercials during the video. If there aren't any, it's more than likely that your blissful little TV show binge-watching party of one is breaking the law. The good news is that you can watch full episodes of your shows legally from tons of sources, like Hulu, ABC, Comedy Central, Fox, and a lot more. You can find the whole list of these legal streaming websites online to make sure that you're not breaking any laws by watching your favorite series. Number 6. eating before paying in the store. Come on, let's be honest. We've all gone to the grocery store and tested the food before paying for it. How else are we supposed to know if the grapes are good or not? This little tactic may be great for saving money, but if you do this in stores frequently, you can get in trouble if someone decides to report you. You won't have a lot of problems if you eat something that you're planning on paying for, like a bag of chips or a candy bar near the register. Anybody else have a particular weakness for the stuff they put in the checkout lines? Thumbs up if so. Just be careful in the future because according to the law, you must pay for everything before you take it from the store, and your testing falls into this category as well. If you're not sure where the store stands on this policy, you can always ask. Number 5. Using copyrighted content. So you're putting together a PowerPoint presentation, and you grab some images from the internet to add a few nice visual aids. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? You can probably guess by now, but the answer to that question is a big fat no. Most images are subject to copyright, and it is, in fact, illegal to use them anywhere. When it comes to using copyrighted content, you have to know the rules of something called fair use. You can usually find out more about these special rules online. Also, keep in mind that fair use rules aren't exactly international. They're for the USA and Israel only. However, if you're from another country, it doesn't mean that using copyrighted content is legal. You just have different rules and restrictions for this type of situation. It's best to just check before you decide to take anybody else's material for your own use. Number 4. Texting while driving. This one is probably the biggest and most serious offense on our list. Texting while driving is a bad idea for so many reasons. It's not that comfortable, it's dangerous, and it's illegal. Even if you're an experienced driver and have lightning-fast thumbs, it's still better to pull over to type that text message or simply wait until you get to where you're going before you write and send it. In the USA, the situation is very clear. Texting while driving is strictly prohibited in 41 states. That means that if you get caught, get ready to pay a fine and have points docked on your driving record because this is a primary offense. Well, that's pretty harsh, right? So what's the big deal? Don't forget that when you're driving in a car, you're operating a huge, heavy hunk of metal going at high speeds. And it requires your undivided attention. It's not only yourself you should be thinking about, but also other people. And the statistics aren't very promising. The number of distraction-related crashes keeps increasing every year. So let's change that and drive attentively and responsibly. Number 3. Recording Skype conversations. Millions of people all over the world use Skype, and it's no wonder why. It's convenient, easy to use, and most of its main functions are free. And most important of all, it helps us keep in touch with friends, family, and even coworkers when distance separates us. However, sometimes Skype can be a bit tricky because every user can easily record a private conversation without the other person knowing about it. According to the law, doing this is illegal in most states. You can't record any conversation without the other person's consent. In some states, the same principle applies to phone calls as well. It's illegal to record them without both parties knowing about it. So respect other people's privacy and don't record your Skype calls. Number 2. Sharing passwords. It's actually quite common for people to share passwords with their close ones, even for personal accounts. Little did you know, but this is completely and utterly illegal now. In 2016, the United States Courts of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit passed a law declaring that having a user's permission isn't enough if you want to share a password. To do that legally, you must have the permission of the site owner as well. And this includes subscription services too, which means that sharing your Netflix password, for example, is officially illegal. I imagine that this will affect most Netflix watchers because I don't know anybody who isn't using somebody else's account. The main problem with this law is that it's too hard to enforce, since passwords are shared among users so often. Still, you have the right to know that this is illegal, which means that there are consequences for doing it. Using social media when you're underage. It's not that big of a secret that if you're under 13, you're not allowed to use social media. Some platforms require you to be even older. For example, you're not supposed to have WhatsApp until you're 16. Kids these days probably consider this unfair and find ways to sneak around this rule. So it's not surprising that according to statistics, more than half of children use social media by the age of 10. It's the parents' responsibility to make sure their kids are abiding by the law, don't you think? If you're a parent, just explain to your child that life isn't all about the internet. And they'll have all the time they need to spend online, when the time comes, of course. Otherwise, their precious childhood will pass right by them while their eyes were glued to the screen. Encourage your children, and yourself really, to live life to the fullest and explore the big world around them, not to stay confined in a virtual one.